I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The fire is still growing in Colorado Springs, Colorado. 32,000 have been displaced and over 18,000 acres have been burned. Biblica's Rich Blanco says there are over 70 ministries headquartered there, and at a time when the gospel is making critical inroads and Bible translation is leaping forward by decades, is the fire merely coincidence?
I think the first step in really overcoming that is just acknowledging what it is and then praying to the Lord for just the strength and perseverance to press through yet again another spiritual battle.
Will you join us in prayer? Next, earlier this week, the streets of Port-au-Prince were filled with over 1,000 protesting Haitians. The Haitian government plans to tear down a post-quake shantytown to make way for anti-flooding improvements. Now, protesters say the government hasn't built enough new homes for them, but rebuilding is in a lull for everyone. Ron Sparks with Baptist Haiti Mission says,
even though the need continues to be very, very great, there's still hundreds and hundreds of people that are without permanent homes. We've pretty well depleted the great influx of funds that came in right after the earthquake.
The homes they do build give them a chance to share the gospel. And still riding high from the successful Sacramento Festival, the Luis Palau Association is taking its next festival to Africa. Business and civic leaders, the local church, and the Palau team will share the good news in Dar es Salaam August 11th and 12th. A team of international volunteers will help facilitate as Andrew Palau tells Tanzanians about Christ. It's a great opportunity for the local church, so be praying. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Can I ask you to make June a time to pray for Russia and the former Soviet bloc nations? Russian Ministries wants you to have a free set of beautifully designed note cards to help you. Give us a call at 1-800-995-4828, or you can click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.